In this episode, I head for a bridge between two countries to find out more about people's experience learning another language. I'm Dominic Boyle, and this is the Asymptote Podcast. But first, if you like what we do and want to support Asymptote, now is the best time to become a sustaining member. Why? Because we have a brand new membership program with great perks. With posters, waived contest fees, and issue sneak peeks, there's something for everyone. Check it out at asymptotejournal.com/donate and pledge your support. At Asymptote, we're all language lovers. But the depth of knowledge needed to translate between languages isn't a given. For most of us, it's something we had to learn. So I'm standing on a bridge between two countries, France and Germany. Switzerland is off in the distance, and I thought that this would be the perfect place to ask people about what their first steps in another language were like. Hello.
Hello.
What languages do you guys speak?
German.
I speak German, Polish, English, and yeah, that's it.
Only German?
Yes. Or English.
Oh, English too, great.
If you're fine with English.
And Vietnamese and German, and a little English and a little French.
English and then some French.
German, if you count Swiss German.
Count Swiss German.
Swiss German, German, Arabic a little bit, I'm trying to learn.
So you speak Arabic too?
Yeah, natürlich.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Why did you start learning Chinese?
For work, I guess. I'm an anthropologist.
What do you consider your native language or languages?
English and German.
Define native.
I was born in Poland, raised in Germany, so kind of both Polish and German, but I think it's just mostly German.
English.
German. Hi, German.
What was it like when you first started learning Chinese? How did that feel?
It was pretty intense.
I felt really excited about being able to communicate beyond the borders of German-speaking countries.
So I moved to China when I was 22.
But then when I started learning, I guess I was kind of underwhelmed because I realized that it was a far way off.
And it took me like months to be able to understand anything. Like being a child again.
A really far way off. But I was excited at first.
The first lesson was nice.
It was weird, different, but good.
We all got English names.
What's your English name?
Carol.
And your German name?
Carola.
Not so different.
Not so different. Yeah. No, it was okay, yeah?
I was really excited because I wanted to learn it. But like, I was so scared when I got there that I waited for my friend from Hong Kong at the airport before venturing into the city.
And what was it like when you finally left the airport hearing Chinese all around you?
It was quite confusing. I mean, I was quite impressed with his Chinese because he's from Hong Kong, so he doesn't speak Mandarin. He speaks Cantonese.
What about the feeling of the words in your mouth? Is that strange or?
Yes, that was strange.
It's really different.
Es gibt viele Worte sehr sehr schwierig Aussprache.
It was quite frustrating because I wasn't doing the tones right, so people often didn't understand what I was saying.
And I think I'm still speaking with an accent, so.
Aber ich lerne, ja, langsam.
If you learn French, there are a lot of words which you know because of the English, because of German, and with Arabic, everything was completely different. So
it's a whole other mode of thought, I think. And I would do like sort of strange direct translations, which made it quite confusing.
It felt strange, but exciting.
Do you guys have any stories of when you went to another country and you had like a misunderstanding, a linguistic misunderstanding?
Yes, I had.
We were in Barcelona together.
We were camping and I was telling my friends that I'm going to cut the cheese for a little snack. And everybody was laughing and then they told me what this means in Scotland. I think it was in Scotland what cutting the cheese means, and it is completely different from what I was going to do.
We knew some words in Spanish and they taught us how to say, yeah, shut up. And I wanted to say shut up, which means callate.
What does cutting the cheese mean?
If you have a real bad stomach ache and you have to go to the toilet. And the rest I'm not telling, yes.
But instead of saying this, I said calientame, which means, yeah, maybe you know what you
mean. What does it mean?
I think it means make me hot, something like this. So everybody thought it was really funny and I was like a little bit embarrassed, but yeah.
One of the first things that happened when I was like cycling home from one of my Chinese classes, this guy dropped his gloves and I shouted after him and I said, like, small heart, which is like warning. And then I said, you've lost the socks for your hands, which made him laugh because obviously that, but he understood, he stopped and he got his glove and yeah, that kind of thing, yeah.
Do you have a favorite word or saying either in Polish or German or English?
I kind of like those and these, unfortunate, kind of.
Marvelous. Like you have to have a monocle and a cylinder for it. It's like, it's fancy.
I like the word for computer. It's an electronic brain.
Can you say it?
You know, because I think it like encapsulates what a compound language does. It takes two very different words that when you unify them, you get a completely novel like meaning for the word. And it's quite prescient in the sense that like now there are all these attempts to make computers more like the human brain with artificial intelligence and so forth.
And in German, yeah, it's German. So the nice words, danke bitte.
You like those words?
Yeah. They're easy. And they make people happy, kind of. So it's nice.
You said you have two mother tongues, basically. What was it like having to switch?
Difficult. Because as you maybe can hear, I stutter a bit. And I was at different doctors and they said, yeah, it was kind of this mix. When you moved to Germany in the age of four, you started to learn German and Polish and this kind of mixed up in your head. And then it's like, you stutter now. I do that since I'm six. So it was difficult.
Well, I mean, for me, it's quite like a new like worldview that you get from learning a new language, a new perspective on like how to describe your experiences. And like, it's a different way of like constructing the world, I would say, like to talk in a different language. Yeah.
Are you thankful that you can speak so many languages, though?
Yes, I am. Yes, you can never learn too many languages.
Wie viele Sprachen können Sie?
English, Deutsch und Türkisch.
Yeah.
Can we speak English?
Yes.
Do you like English?
Yes.
Why do you like it?
Because I love to speak.
What does it make you feel like when you speak English?
Great.
Is it exciting?
Yes. You're listening to the SM Toad podcast.
Thank you.
Coming up this fall, we talk about translators as characters, multimodal translation with dance, translating creative nonfiction, and lots more with special guests, translators, and authors from around the globe. I'm Dominic Boyle, and this is the SM Toad podcast. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Adieu.
Adieu.
Adieu. Adieu.